Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Joining me on the phone today is Dr. KK Chu, aesthetics physician and medical director at NUU Aesthetics. We find out more about how to protect our hands, not just from COVID, but from the ravaging effects of too much soap, sanitizer, and even reversing the worst drying effects. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thanks very much, Clarissa, for having me on the show.
It's absolutely our pleasure. Now, I told you before we went live that this is actually a conversation I've had in passing with friends and doctor friends who say, you know, your face may be 30, your hands are 60.
Yes, I think that's quite common. We hear that quite commonly because we do neglect our hands. Most people tend to neglect their hands, and our hands are actually quite exposed because in our climate, most of us do not cover our hands when we go out, in the sense that we do not wear clothes that basically cover our hands. So yeah, they do expose our age because the hands age together with the rest of our body as well.
All right. Now, so many of us are guilty of this, dry, flaky skin on our hands, especially now with all the incessant hand washing and sanitizing that we're doing to try to keep ourselves healthy. So I suppose the question is, are these precautions aging our hands?
Well, I think because of the COVID situation, we're probably washing our hands more often than what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we are using the alcohol sanitizers, and most of us will look for those that are 70% and above in concentration, which is actually can be quite harmful to the skin if you use it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I think I can offer some tips to how we can basically protect the skin on our hands.
Okay, now soaps and sanitizers are definitely something that we're not going to stop using until, you know, the pandemic is over. And they are stripping our skin of their natural oils and moisture. So you, I have to tell us what we can do.
Okay. So I think the first thing is we have to be gentle with our hands, just like we are gentle with our face.
Mm-hmm.
So if possible, I think we want to use cool or lukewarm water and washing our hands, and not something that's too hot. So, and then we try to avoid cleansers that are too harsh because they can actually trigger irritant or allergic contact dermatitis.
And is that where the dry and flaky skin on our hands comes from, contact dermatitis?
Yes, of course, because one of the problems associated with dermatitis is actually dryness, and the dryness actually causes the itchiness that's associated with the dermatitis. So one of the mainstay of treatments for dermatitis, I mean, would be moisturization or adequate moisturization.
Okay, now this is a question. When I said I was going to be speaking to someone about hands and how to take care of our hands, someone asked me, which I thought was actually quite intriguing, if we are putting, say, moisturizers on our hands, but we're going to wash our hands a lot and we're going to sanitize it with those alcohol sanitizers, doesn't all that moisturizer just basically go away?
That's a very good question. The answer is yes. Because unfortunately, because the moisturizers that we put on our hands, a lot of it stay on the surface.
Right.
Because they are basically too large a molecular size to penetrate into the deeper layers of the skin. That's why the moisturization does not last anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways that to basically to create a moisture environment in our hands that are longer lasting, but then you will need to see a doctor for that.
Someone like you.
Yes, someone like me.
Someone like you. Okay, we'll come back to that a while, because somehow or another, I feel like that is something that we absolutely have to address before we're done talking. Now, most of us have our daily skin regime, right, for our face. But should we have a skin regime for our hands as well?
In the ideal world, yes. Because most of us are too busy keeping our face looking nice and proper, and even maybe our bodies as well, that we tend to neglect our hands. And I think our hands are actually quite often neglected. But yes, if we are actually conscious of the fact that we need to take care of our hands, it's preferable to have a daily skincare regime for our hands as well.
Mm-hmm. So if I moisturize my face, I should moisturize my hand. If I mask my face, I should mask my hands?
Yes. Huh. And if you do some exfoliation for your face, you should do some exfoliation for your hands as well.
Wow. Okay. Sunscreen on my hands. No, I never thought of that. Now, we're talking to Dr. KK Chu, aesthetics physician and medical director at NUU Aesthetics. All right. So I do that, right? Or at least I'll start. I'll try to start moisturizing my hands when I moisturize my face. But if there's already damage done and you brought it up, your skin's already flaky, it's dry, it's old, or it looks old. I come to someone like you. What are you going to recommend to me? What do you think we should do first about that?
So if you look at the aging effects on the hands, they are basically similar to the aging effects on the skin. So if I may put it in a more simple terms, we talk about external and internal, or what we call extrinsic and intrinsic. Extrinsic, what we see on the surface, which is basically the pigmentation, the sometimes the dryness as well, and the discoloration. And this can be treated actually with treatments that focus on basically getting rid of the pigmentation, restoring the nice color to the skin. When we're talking about the intrinsic changes of aging, which is the volume loss and the loss of collagen and the loss of elasticity, then it becomes a bit more tricky. And most of these treatments basically would require a doctor to administer.
All right. Now let's talk about some of those treatments because my mind is worrying right now, right? Okay. With the face, you've got several different kinds of injectables and fillers for the face to plump you up and make you pink, and there's laser treatments and what have you. Would you do the same things to the hands?
Of course it can be done. Most of my customers tell me, after I spend so much on my face, I don't have nothing left to spend on my hands.
Oh.
But then, of course, there are treatments that are not that expensive for the hands. And as I mentioned earlier, we can do prevention, moisturization, sunscreen protection. But if it does become discolored, mm-hmm. we can do some dispigmentation cream. If it doesn't work, we can always go on to some chemical peels, which are not so expensive. And it's really becoming very bad. We can also do some laser treatments on the hands.
And do people do that? I never considered it for myself, but I'm looking at my hands going, I can see why somebody would look down at their hands and go, oh, that's not acceptable. I need to go do something about this.
Of course people do it, but I don't think it's a large proportion, and also partly because I think people are not aware that such things can be done on the hands as well.
Okay, now here's the very important question for a lot of my very vain friends.
Okay.
How much does it hurt? It's not how much does it cost, it's how much does it hurt.
Are you talking about the pigmentation or are you talking about restoration of the dryness?
Oh, all of it. I mean, you know, laser treatments on the hands and stuff like that. Does it hurt more on the hands than it would on the face?
No, I think it's about the same. I think if you can tolerate on the face, you can tolerate on the hands. It's not an issue. It shouldn't be an issue. So I don't think it's that painful anyway. So if it's really that painful, we can actually put a numbing cream before we do the procedure, as we do for the face. So I think if pain is an issue, then there's no need to be worried about.
And you said that you could do fillers in the hands.
Yes, of course.
What would that achieve?
Well, but as I said, if there is intrinsic aging, you get loss of fullness, especially on the dorsum of the hand, or we call the back of the hands. And when that happens, the hands look very unsightly because you see the hollowing and then you see the tendons and the veins popping out. So it's like, and then you see the creepy skin. So we can actually inject fillers to restore the volume and to restore the moisturization as well, because they provide long-lasting hydration once you finish the protocol that is required for the hands.
Right. So if you're talking about injectables like fillers, on the face they say, you know, 4 to 6 months, then you need another jab. Would it be the same for the hands?
I think for the hands, it depends on how severe the degree of dehydration and degree of volume loss there is. Generally, we recommend a series of either 2 to 3 treatments, mm-hmm. 1 month apart, mm-hmm. and they should last you usually up to 9 months to a year.
Right, okay. We're speaking with Dr. K.K. Chu, aesthetics physician and medical director at NUU Aesthetics. Are there any contraindications for these treatments? Is there a need to tackle existing skin conditions before undertaking such treatments on your hands?
I think there's no real absolute contraindications. Of course, I mean, if you have existing contact dermatitis, I think maybe you want to treat the contact dermatitis first. And apart from that, I think there shouldn't be any issues.
So for someone who's done these kind of procedures on their face, then they're safe to do it on their hands, right? It's not going to be a different reaction.
Yes, precisely.
And, because we use our hands all the time. If I come in, okay, doc, laser me, inject me. Will my hands swell up? Will I not be able to use my hands so well? Will I not be able to type for a few hours or for the rest of that day? Tell us what we need to know.
Actually, on the contrary, when we do the filler injections for the hands, the only thing we need to be aware of is that on the day of the injection, the hands look a bit more swollen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have parties to attend and all that, make sure that you give about at least a week allowance for the swelling to subside, so
right.
That it's more natural. And then there's possible bruising and all that. All kinds of injections, give it at least a 1 week allowance so that it doesn't look so obvious in your hands. So apart from that, I think, everything is fine. I think you can still do your normal work as well. It should not be any hindrance to your daily work.
So it's actually really come in, get jabbed, get lasered, get whatever. It might be a little bit of swelling, it might be a bit of bruising, but it doesn't affect mobility.
Yeah, definitely should not affect mobility.
All right, well, that's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, actually. Whatever you can take on the face, the hands are able to take it as well.
I'm just looking at my hands. There's a lot less fat on my hands, so wouldn't that hurt more?
No, actually, when there's less fat on your hands, it's a sign of you have lost some volume there, Clarissa. That's why you would need some fillers for your hands.
Hence, I started by saying I have 60-year-old hands. So what are the pros and cons for these treatments, Doctor?
For the hands?
Mm. What are we not thinking about as potential patients, as vain people?
Let's talk about the pros first. The pros first, of course, you restore your hands to its more pristine condition. It looks nice and smooth and full, so that it doesn't reveal your age, so that your face matches your hands as well. I think the cons to it, I can't think of any real cons. I mean, whatever applies to the face basically applies for the hands. Except for the hands, I think injection-wise, sometimes you probably need a more skillful doctor to inject sometimes to avoid all the tendons and the veins so that you do not get really bruised up or injection in the wrong plane and so forth. So you could be mindful of that. And I think that's about it.
That's actually something that I hadn't even considered. The fact that there are so many veins and tendons and what have you in the hands, that you would need somebody quite skillful, quite familiar with the hands and doing work on the hands. But how do you find out if your doctor is good or not with hands? First question, doctor, how are you good with hands?
Well, then the patient needs to do some research then.
Right. do your due diligence is the advice you're giving, which is actually great advice, I think.
Yeah, I think whatever we do, we to be fair to ourselves, we need to do due diligence. So be careful that you go to the experienced doctor, a doctor that's qualified to do the injections. Because right now, the scary thing is that even unlicensed beauty salons are doing all sorts of injections. So we just have to be very careful.
Right. Okay. Now, before I let you go, any post-treatment precautions you want to warn us of before, in case somebody's thinking, oh, yeah, you know, my hands really need some attention?
I think post-treatment-wise, I think you do not want to massage too much. Just let the hands settle down. Gradually, the swelling will go off. And then eventually, in 1 week's time, your hands will be looking real nice and pristine, just like your face.
Okay. We've been speaking with Dr. KK Chu, aesthetics physician and medical director at NUU Aesthetics. Doctor, thank you for the time. I had an interesting conversation. You made me look at my hands over the last 15 minutes more than I have in I don't know how many months.
Are you so?
I am a coward when it comes to needles. So I might need a little more convincing, but you know what? I certainly am noticing things about my hands I hadn't noticed before. So I may just be convinced and not even realize it yet.
By the way, most of us actually use a blunt cannula, not a sharp needle when we do the fillers for the hands.
Right. I don't know what that means. I just hope it means less pain.
Yeah, it's less painful.
Okay. That is good to know. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.